not going to judge you or control you. And that's why a lot of people don't like walking by faith. You have to give up control. But so often when you have your list, you're going to judge each other. Okay, let's go back to Galatians 4. Making a little time here. Look at verse 11. I fear for you that I have labored, that perhaps, I have labored over you in vain. Now, first of all, I fear for you, fear in the sense that you're not going to walk by faith, that perhaps, maybe not, I have labored. What is labor? First of all, coming in and giving them redemptive gospel. Getting them saved and then teaching them the Spirit-filled life by faith. That I've done this in vain. Look back at chapter 3, verse 4 a moment. Galatians 3, 4. What does it say? Did you suffer? And you recall the word does not mean suffer. The word is where we get the Passover, Paschal. It means things that happened to you, experiences. Did you experience so many things? Now, we translated it suffer because, as you recall, it was used predominantly of Christ in the last week. And what did happen to him the last week? A lot of suffering. And so we just automatically, translators, translated suffering. But if you look in any lexicon, that's not what that word means. It just means things that happened to you. And if you were listening and I said to someone, after all that's happened to you, you wouldn't know whether I mean good or bad. After all that's happened to you, now you might know by tone, but just the words, after all that's happened to you, well, you don't know if what's happened to them is good. What happened to them? Was it good or bad? After all that's happened to you and you're acting that way, you're doing this or that, well, what's happened to them? Well, they had some wonderful things happen and da-da-da-da, and they don't want to walk by faith. So, after all that's happened to you, that's what the word means. By the way, suffering of Christ, since the word suffering's there, I want to give you food for thought. You think I need to come on Christ. Good. No. I did it. It's mad. What did God do to him? If you're honest, I don't know. Why don't I know? Because he covered the cross in darkness. I don't know what happened in that life. This was at the hands of man. People, and mostly religious people, we love to hurt one another. It makes us righteous to hurt other people. That is our nature. That's why we must walk by faith. The sufferings of Christ were at the hands of man, who beat him, who spit on him, who put nails in his hands, who laughed at him, ridiculed him, who called him names, who accused him, man. We love to hurt one another. That won't happen in Christ. Let's take a look. All right? What does it say in verse 4? Did you experience these things? Did you experience so many things in vain, if indeed in vain? And in context, it's the receiving of the Holy Spirit. Did you receive the experience of the Holy Spirit for nothing? That means, are you not going to walk by faith in the Spirit? Now look back here, chapter 4, verse 11. I fear for you that perhaps I have labored over you in vain. Now, in vain means I gave you the gospel, and I gave you the truth of the gospel to live your Christian life, and now you want to go over to works. And so it was probably for nothing then if you don't want to walk by that faith. Verse 12, I beg you, brethren, so remember he's talking to believers. This book is to believers. I beg you, brethren, become as I am, for I also have become as you are. You have done me no wrong. All right, what is Paul saying here? What is Paul saying? Become as I am, I have become as you. You've done me no wrong. Okay, let's see if we can figure out what he's saying. I become as I am, for I have become as you. When? When did Paul become as they are? When did that happen? Let's look at chapter 2, verse 14, and we'll see when it happened. Chapter 2, verse 14. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, God doing the work, you just trust him, I said to Peter, in the presence of all, if you being a Jew live like the Gentiles and not like the Jew, how is it that you compel the Gentiles to live like Jews? Now, if you remember what's going on, you'll get the point. When did Paul become like them? Here's Paul living under law. Okay? Here's Paul living under law. Now, let's do it over here, the Gentiles. Here are the Gentiles. Living without the law. Without the law. Now watch. When did Paul become like them? Paul became like them at the point of faith in Christ. I can no longer do it by law, so I destroy the law. Remember the other passage? That which I destroy, I rebuild. I destroy the law. What do we do at that point when we destroy the law and say, no, I'm not saved by my works. I'm going to have to rest of my own works and rest in His work by faith. That's when we became a Gentile, like a Gentile. So the Gentiles are without law. So I came like you in order to be saved. I came like you without law in order to be saved. Now look at the next phrase. He wants them to come like Him. Now what does that mean? Paul, now that he is saved, he lives by grace through faith, and that's how he wants them to follow him now. Now I want you to live like I do. You come out from under the law. We really just traded positions. I became like you to be saved. Now to live a Christian life, you came like I used to be. I don't want you to be like I used to be. See what I'm saying? How they changed their position? Does that make sense? Because he was in law, they weren't. To be saved, he got out from law and was saved. They were saved by grace and faith. Now that they're saved, they went to be like Paul used to be, live under law. Don't do that. Come like me now. And how am I now? I live by grace and faith. That's what Paul is here saying. I hope it makes sense now. Become as I am. Walk by faith in the Holy Spirit. Verse 13. But you know that it was because of a bodily illness that I preached the gospel to you the first time. Now, Paul had planned to continue on to Galatia. He did not plan on staying. So what God did said, okay, those are your plans. I have my plans. I'm going to make you sick. And Paul had a real problem with his physical body anyway. So he stayed. And in that time,